A special day for the Nico and the husband, Fano. I was at a auction last year raising money for Junior Rugby League, and I misheard what the auctioneer said. I thought he said, here's a corporate box for the pool games next year. This was at the end of last year. So Tawa and I said, oh, we'll have a go at that, and ended up paying a bit of dosh for a corporate box. Turns out it was for one game, which I started questioning the spend. But as Tawa said, listen, mate, it's putting money into our Junior Rugby League. So on Saturday, the Nico clan, the husband clan, are going to get together. I should take a ukulele, I think. And we're going to watch the Warriors beat Melbourne, which won't sit too comfortably with Mr. Nico, who's with us today, because they've got a stand named after him in Melbourne. I'm not sure which team he'll be cheering for, but he's here to clarify that with us. Thanks for joining us today. Tawara tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, tēnā mea te kākoe. And I'll get the story right. We were bidding against each other for the box. You thought it was for the whole season, Dale. I knew it was for the one game. So when they came up with the price, you would go, and then we sort of got together. And then we said, why don't we go halves in the box, Dale? So worked out really great, but really excited about the game. The storm's rolling into town, and literally there's a big storm coming tomorrow too. So that's a good omen for the Melbourne Storm, Dale. So the Wild better bring their raincoats and their thunderbolts and everything else, because it's going to be a ripper game. The top of the table Storm playing the Wilds, who are in some great form. I think it's going to be a really good game, Dale, and I am a bit afraid because the Warriors are playing really well at the moment.
Yeah, tēnā koe. So I can take from that that you're still a very staunch Melbourne supporter, T.
Oh, definitely. That's my number one team. I support the Storm, definitely. But
well, what about Cronulla?
Oh, and the Sharkies. So I've got two teams there, mate.
You've played for 100 teams. Who else did you play for in the NRL?
No, but I think looking forward to the game, Daryl. Like you said, I think the Warriors, they were outstanding last week, and they've got some players to come back. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game for the Storm, but one thing you can rely on when the Storm come into town is that they'll compete for 80 minutes. And we knew that from the last game that the Warriors played them. So it's going to be a tough one. It's going to be a physical one. But I think, with the Warriors supporters, they've been absolutely outstanding, Dale. You know, every week the game's been sold out. People have been ringing me for the last 2 weeks trying to get tickets. I said, mate, ring the Warriors. I'm a Melbourne Storm supporter. Ring everybody else. And people were trying to get into our box. They'll obviously have people ring me up. Oh, have you got some tickets? I said, oh, sorry, mate. She's all sold out. So, yeah, it's really excited, but looking forward to the game.
Yeah, kia ora. I hope you don't mind some mokopuna. I hope they will be well-behaved mokopuna, Tawara. But it's a pretty exciting opportunity for our two clans to come together. Of course, we are interlinked too, both being proudly from Waikato Tainui. While we're talking about rugby league, I'm sort of more interested in the wetland restoration mahi that you've been championing in and around your marae at Ohine Wai. Any updates there, T?
Yeah, I've been pretty busy with it, Dale. I'm not too sure, and I told you that I'm part of a co-chair of Tangaro Te Ora, which is the Endangered Species Foundation. So been doing a lot of work around that, the updates on that. We've got some more planting going in this June, July, August in the planting season, about another 30,000 native trees going in. But we've partnered with Plant and Food at the moment, and we're looking at using some of those native for Māori rongoa in terms of that. So, that's some of the exciting stuff that we know that, you know, our tūpuna used all these native plants for rongoa, Dale, and it's been really exciting to work with Plant and Food in terms of developing some of our own rongoa and, you know, like kumara hau, which is good for your digestive system. There's a whole lot of stuff that we're working through in terms of that. We know that manuka is a great oil and ointment and pani, tūpuna used to call it, for, you know, the itches and the scratches and eczema and stuff. So, yeah, it's been really exciting developing the relationship with Plant and Food in terms of te taonga species. So that's very exciting too, Dale.
Tēnā koe. You've had a long mahi with your Team One. Tawara is a motivational speaker and uses the model of the teamwork involved in professional sport to get better results industry-wide. And for a long time you were working with our forestry sector. Is that still ongoing for you, T?
Yeah, still ongoing. Actually, I'm just heading to a meeting at Rotowaro, which is the Bathurst, which is the Australian company that do the mining. out here, so they're wanting to do some work with Team One. I've got a meeting with them this morning, Dale, and then I'll head up to Auckland to catch up with the Melbourne Storm guys later on this evening for dinner. So the Team One mahi is fantastic, so got lots of work on at the moment, doing some work with Ventia up in Auckland around some of the culture and the leadership stuff. But yeah, all those principles of sport, Dale, you know, leadership, teamwork, how to get the best out of your teammates. So I use those principles and apply them to the work environment. So I've been involved with forestry, construction, the mining, a whole lot of different sectors, Dale. So yeah, it takes up a lot of my time now. Plus in between the farming stuff and the restoration stuff and everything else, keeps me very busy, so I keep out of trouble, Dale.
Yeah, tēnā koe. And of course, duck shooting as well. That's another distraction. What about stealing Craig Bellamy's ideas? How does he sit with that?
Oh, yeah, no, he's good with that. Craig, we've spoken at a couple of events together over in Australia. And so this year, we've got a Melbourne Old Boys reunion this year too, because it's been 25 years. I'm not too sure if you remember, Dale, but there was one of our football managers, a guy called Michael Moore, passed away. He died when he jumped off the wharf down the viaduct there 25 years ago. So it's a Maumahara remembrance function for Mick this year in New Zealand, and we've got about 25-30 Melbourne Storm players coming, old boys coming today for the weekend. So looking forward to that too, Dale, catching up with those guys, the likes of Stephen Kearney, Matty Geyer, Robbie Kearns, Scotty Hill, you know, some of the original names of the Melbourne Storm players, plus a lot of the younger guys also. So yeah, looking forward to a great weekend.
Yeah, it should be fantastic. It was very formative, wasn't it, your time at the Melbourne Storm? And just noting the exceptional results that Craig Bellamy has achieved, he has a way of bringing out the best in our Māori and Pacifica players, and all players, but certainly he can identify talent early and works with those young guys. And, you know, I'm thinking of Jarome or the big fella as well. You know, he's known them since they were in their mid-teens and has been able to assist them to become superstars in the sport. What would you say of Craig Bellamy's intuition and understanding of the cultural dimension within professional sport, Tawana?
Yeah, no, he's got a great understanding of that. I think the whole club, you know, we've had a great relationship over the years with New Zealanders and the Melbourne Storm. There's a real affinity right from the get-go, Dale. You know, we've had Māori, we've had Polynesian players there. And the great thing about the Melbourne Storm is embracing the cultures of all those different ethnic backgrounds. You know, in the early days, we had Marcus Bayer from Papua New Guinea. So, you know, when Indigenous people play in an environment and they create this environment where they feel safe and they feel to share, you can get the real best out of them. So, you know, Craig Bellamy's been very instrumental in, you know, harnessing the energy and the culture of those Indigenous people. And, you know, there's been a great Kiwi relationship. You see Tohu Harris, the now captain of the Warriors, who, you know, learned his trade, plied his trade there. Jesse Bromwich, Kenny Bromwich, you know, the Bromwich brothers, Steve Kearney, myself, in those early days at the Melbourne Storm were very formulative, you know, and part of that culture. So when you think about the club as a whole, it's really got this, and, you know, we talk about whakapapa, Dale, for us, the genealogy or the DNA of the Storm is ingrained in the culture, and that encompasses all the culture. So, you know, the Storm have been really great around welcoming people, their families, their parents, their children, and making people feel comfortable in the environment. If you do that, Dale, if you get it right at home with the family and your partners and the wives, that transposes to a really good, happy environment for the player on and off the field. So there's a whole lot of other things that come into it, but Craig Bellamy's been very instrumental in the last 22 years in harnessing and in enhancing that culture at the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, he's amazing, as you are too. Well, I'm proud to be close to you on this very special day, but I'll be a little bit concerned if you pull into the corporate box with this husband and Nico get-together wearing Melbourne Storm colours. Tawana, Nico.
Oh, yeah, well, everyone has their favourite teams, Dale, and I think, you know, I'm going to be outnumbered by 25,000 to one, you know what I mean, over the weekend, so I might be. My daughters will have their Melbourne Storm gear on because they get free stuff from the Melbourne Storm, so they'll wear it, but they support the Storm. But the Warriors is my second team, Dale, so any time the Warriors are playing other than the Storm, 100% support around the Warriors, but I won't be saying up the Waz this weekend. I'll be just, go the mighty Storm.
Good on you. I'll be going, go the Waz. It'll be great fun. I'm looking forward to it a lot. Thanks very much, Tawana.
Always a pleasure and a privilege, Dale. Me atu kia koe yoho.
Me koe, hoki e te whanau. Tēnā koe, Tawana. Thanks so much. Tawana Nico. It'll be a special night for the husbands.